This is Randy. Hold on one second.
Take your time.
Anthony, you can call me 724-602-3175. That's my cell.
3175. Yes, sir. And then, just like you were talking about, I'm not 100% sure yet. Let's just see what the options are.
Okay, but you are wanting to go the longer term.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Okay, cool. Let me
see if I can do it. I'm going to call. I'll talk to the
person. We'll get in touch with you guys
real soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing? I'm good, man. I'm so exhausted. I've had a very busy day so far, and I haven't even been in that long. So,
cool.
I just can't seem to get off the phone today. So,
well, if your phone's not ringing, that's when things are scary.
Yeah, I know, but this is fires that I don't want to put out. You know.
What do you mean?
It's just stuff that I feel like I'm getting pulled in all different directions. I need to be in like three places right now, and I can only be in one.
Okay, so
let's go with that. It is a good problem. You're right.
All right.
It's a good problem to have, but here's where I'm at. The reason why I left you a message is I talked with Kara.
Okay.
And I had talked with her because she had told me last night, oh, well, we still need confirmation of insurance.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
We've been contacting your insurance agent a lot. I think they have, by the way.
Yeah, I know they have. Well, Erin said that she was contacted. She said, but the information that was requested out of her was as if you guys, if we were renting equipment. She said this does not pertain to vehicle purchases. She said, I said, just send them the certificates of coverage.
Cool.
That way they can see it. So she's going to do that. So I called back Kara, and she's like, if you could just go ahead and send those, or if you could just go ahead and ask her. So I said, I already told her to send that. I said, if you need anything else, you can ask her for it. And then I got off the phone with Kara. And then something was bugging me because I called her back. I'm like, hey, just real quick, aside from the insurance thing, is there anything else that's holding this up? She said, well, actually, Ruben's going to be calling you because there's a problem with the title.
Okay, so I don't think there's problems. So I spoke to your vendor and like people, he's like, I've got all these parties interested. I sent him an email. He's like, you've had the file for 10 days. I'm like, no, we just got our documents on Monday. I'm here to help, and I've got a resolution. So there's a few things that we need to do that are part of the titling. You know, and this, it's just a title issue. It's no big deal. I think you can get your equipment today. So I'm going to hit you with a few quick things. Number one, insurance. You're already taking care of that, so I'm going to check that off. The second thing is this. Unfortunately, when we looked at the invoice, we had one digit off by the VIN. It was like a V. We thought it was a Z, and it was a 2. So what I'm doing is that...
Well, on the title, it says Z.
It's a human error. And I can only apologize.
I think what it is on the bill of sale, it was written as a 2, and I put in my email that is not a 2, that it's a Z.
Okay.
When I sent everything. Yeah, go ahead.
I forwarded it over, you know, and there's sometimes human beings make mistakes, so here's what I'm going to do. There's three things that our Linda needs to sign. I think we can still fund this off a fax copy. There's one power of attorney that just needs to be recorrected because it has the correct VIN, and one equipment list page that needs to be corrected because it has the correct VIN numbers. I'm going to send you an email with a FedEx slip as well. At the same time, I'm going to go to the vendor. All they'll need to do is what's called chain of ownership, which on the title, they just have to fill out on a copy of the title, which is for them to do. It doesn't have to do with you. They fill out on the chain of ownership the information showing that we're going to be the lien holder, and they do what's called a guarantee of title, which means they send us a form that says they're going to promise to send us the title within 20 days after funding. I think your transaction can fund today. That's the good news. Can you please look out for my email?
I can look out for your email, but I have no one to sign it or notarize until Monday.
Do you want me to call Arlinda?
You can call Arlinda. She's not here.
Where is she?
I don't know where she is, but she also has her corporate function tomorrow. She has her corporate picnic, so which is at a theme park in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, I told Kara yesterday we're not going to be available on Friday, so it looks like we'll have to get everything done on Monday. But I'm not sure that the vendor is going to wait anymore. I know he's tired.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can reach out. I don't want to make that call for you. I told them I think we can get it wrapped up today. I can just tell them, hey, this is a human error. At the end of the day, if they put the wrong VIN number, it is no one should freak out. The reality is your documents are in funding. Can I send you this email, though, and give them a call, and what would you like me to tell them?
Hold on a second. Let me just go into something here. Let me go to your last email. Which vehicle are we talking about?
Let's see. I can take a look. Give me a second. And you have a deposit with them, right? So.
Yeah, I have a deposit with them, but they're not depositing it in their bank because they're going to have to turn around and give it back to us anyway.
Then they just have them deposit it. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell vendors. Let's see. What's the name? Blackhawk? It is...
Authorized POAs. Let's see.
I'm sorry, it was... The Dodge Rams.
The Ram?
Yeah.
Best two copies of that. The Dodge Rams. Oh, yeah, 31203. Or 31203 instead of 31003.
Correct.
And that cannot be just penned in. It has to be
If the DMV and any equipment, so here's the nasty thing about title vehicles. The DMVs are not friendly to us. If this is an equipment, non-titled equipment, you could pen it in, you could cross it through, it could be a fax. With power of attorneys, they are very, very specific. It's about ownership on a title. And that is not like a Rubin or a Bank of Canada decision, it's a legal decision. But what I can do is this. I can call the vendor and have Kara reach out to them and say, hey, look, the transaction's in funding, this is just a small error. Hold this equipment. These people are serious. We have their check. I mean, I don't think anyone needs to calm down or freak out. That's just my, because I've gone through this before. I've had vendors call us and press on us all day long, and at the end of the day, there's a resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to leave it to you guys. Just call the vendor and let them know when they made out the bill of sale, they put in a 2 instead of a Z. So
gotcha.
Everything has to, the power of attorneys have to be re-signed. I have no problem with her re-signing them. I just can't get her right now.
No worries. Well, let me call them in the next 20 minutes.
I'll tell you this. If this is not done by Tuesday, I'm backing out of the whole thing. Okay?
Okay.
I'm done. After Tuesday, I'm done.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because I just can't fathom why this has taken so long.
Give me one second. My phone is going crazy. Give me one second here. Give me one second, please. Hold on one second. All right, never mind. It's through.
And then you had, when I talked to Kara yesterday, and I said, you know, Ruben had called me and asked me to send in copies or asked if the vendor could send in copies of the title, which I reminded him that he had already forwarded to you guys. She goes, well, I don't know why Ruben would be involved in the titling. Then today, she says, oh, Ruben's going to be calling you because there's a question on the title. And I said, okay, well, what's the question? She goes, well, I'm not entitling, but Ruben is. All right.
I understand the frustration.
You've got to be kidding me. Like, I know that you forward everything that I give you, and I know what I gave you, and you've confirmed that you've received it. So are they just not playing with a full deck in that department?
No. Titling is different than funding. At the end of the day, you don't care. You want to get your equipment. You don't care. You want to get your equipment. I understand that. Let me help you solve this issue.
Okay. Call me back after you talk to the dealer, and go ahead and send me what you have that needs to pay for another notary. She's awesome. All right.
I'll send you a $20 gift card, man. No big deal. I'll send you the card.
I don't need a $20 gift card. Thank you, though.
I'm saying the cost of the notary, I'll cover it personally. It's our error, so I don't want you to feel like we're trying to make you pay for it.
No, you don't need to cover anything. We can handle. We're not broke. We can handle it.
I'm not trying to insult you.
I don't. Well, a $20 gift card is kind of insulting. So just.
All right. Don't think of it. What I'm saying is, if we screw up on a notary, we will cover that cost because it's our fault. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Let's go ahead and call the dealer. Send me what you got to send me. I'll try to track her down for signatures and. If I can get the notary, I should have it all done by Monday.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.